Family dynamics and genetic lineages described in the book of Genesis reveal fascinating details about patriarchal narratives and their relationships. The intricate connections between DNA inheritance, spiritual blessings, and divine providence create a narrative challenging the traditional interpretations of these ancient texts. Torah mentioned the pivotal claim by Laban associated to the lineage of Israel's family. According to Genesis 31:43, Laban claimed the daughters and children as his own, which divided two specific paternal genetic patterns among Israel's family. This revelation indicates that Simeon and Reuben had Laban's DNA, but Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Dinah inherited Israel's genetic. This distinction becomes crucial for understanding the subsequent generations and their spiritual inheritances. The chronological framework of Jacob's life provides essential context for these relationships. At age 77, he received Isaac's blessing, marking the beginning of a significant period in his life. He then worked for 7 years before marrying Leah at age 84. This was followed by his marriage to Rochel when he was 91 years old. This timeline helps establish the sequence of events which led to the birth of Israel's children and their respective genetic inheritances. The DNA lineages through the generations occurred in complex patterns. Dan, Naphtali inherited Simeon's DNA, forged the branch of the family tree that connects back to Laban's genetic line. Then Gad, Asher, and Joseph had Reuben's genetic material, also became distinct lineage. Benjamin notably inherited Judah's DNA, adding another layer of complexity to the family structure. This narrative explores the story of Judah and Tamar, referenced in Genesis 38:11, unveils a significant cultural practice among the Yehudith tribes. Those had Laban's lineage associated with Cain's bloodline that had profound implications for genetic inheritance. The tradition of fathers mating with their daughters or stepdaughters before their marriages has often resulted in twin pregnancies. Similarly, Rebecca conceived Esau from Bethuel but conceived Israel from Isaac. This means Perez was Tamar's father's son, but Tamar represent daughter from Zerah, then Perez was Tamar's stepfather's son. Exodus 13:1-2 mentioned, "The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'Sanctify to me all the firstborn. Whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast, remain mine.'" This means God commanded Moshe purifying Israelites' camp due to the traditional mating practices of Yehudit tribes, meaning those had Laban's lineage associated with Cain's bloodline. A crucial connection emerges between Tamar, Rebecca from Padan Aram, suggesting identical biblical identity. This revelation adds depth to our understanding of biblical family relationships, establishing Zerah, Judah's son, Israel Isaac's son, also our identical biblical identity. This identification helps clarify the complex grid of biblical of relationships and their significance in the broader narrative. Torah provides detailed insight into the spiritual and physical aspects of blessing and procreation from analysis of Genesis 27:4. The Hebrew letters terminology from Torah offers accurate insights into the connection between physical and spiritual processes. Genesis 27:4 mentioned the term kasher ahabti, meaning squeezing desire, and is associated with ba'abur or dopamine release, while tabrakak napshi translates to my soul outmost blessing. These terms help establish the profound connection between physical procreation and spiritual blessing. This linguistic analysis leads to a deeper understanding of the relationship between physical reproduction and spiritual inheritance. Genesis 27:4 presents ejaculation as a gateway for soul essence to transfer from body, connecting physical processes and spiritual consequences. This means child's father's desires and wishes at the moment of conception determines a child's fate while ongoing life forces maintained from child's parents' prayers. Torah enlightened a clear distinction in noting, child's soul comes from child's mother, creating a balanced understanding of maternal-paternal contributions to a new life. Moreover, Genesis 27:4 signifies the importance of kosher intercourse due to fertility organs act as the gate to human soul. This narrative reaches a crucial point in its discussion of Rebekah's intervention in Isaac's blessing. Torah reveals that Esau was actually Bethuel's son, a fact known only to Rebecca. This knowledge prompted her to ensure only Israel receives Isaac's blessing, who carried Isaac's DNA. This intervention was not merely a matter of preference, but was spiritually necessary, since only Isaac's son Israel could inherit Abraham's genetic. Then, any attempt to bless Esau would have been ineffective as he did not have Abraham's DNA. The implications of this understanding extend beyond the immediate story, suggesting spiritual authority and blessing follow genetic lines rather than merely social or legal relationships. This perspective adds new depth to our understanding of biblical inheritance patterns and the importance of maternal knowledge in ensuring proper spiritual transmission. These revelations challenge traditional interpretations of biblical narratives and suggest the relationships between characters were more complex than previously understood. The integration of physical and spiritual aspects of reproduction, inheritance, and blessing creates a rich tapestry of meaning and enhances our understanding of these ancient texts. The concept of soul reincarnation from Torah illustrates righteous soul comes back, experiences life again. Thus, every child represents closest soul DNA, hosting parent's soul. Accordingly, Torah command every child must honor parents, since child's blessing come from parent's blessing. Torah emphasis about DNA and genetic lineage provides a logical framework for interpreting biblical blessings and inheritance. Furthermore, Torah suggests spiritual authority identity and divine blessing follow specific genetic patterns and divine knowledge, which played a crucial role in ensuring divine blessings' proper transmission. This understanding helps explain many of the seemingly complex or controversial decisions of biblical characters, particularly in matters of inheritance and blessing. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. If your parent passed away, comfort them at your heart prayers, and if your parents are still alive, make sure you receive your blessing from their comforted smile. Until next episode, seid mir gesund.